This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu said that the tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through natural lifestyle. Addressing a gathering at a convocation of the Indian Institute of Technology, BILAI, President Murmu said that by learning from the lifestyle of the tribal people, one can make a significant contribution to the sustainable development of the country. She said that the complete development of the country is possible when there is an active participation of tribal people in the development process. During the ceremony, President Murmu awarded gold medals to 7 students, Chhattisgarh Governor Ramen Deka and Chief Minister Vishnu Deosai were also present on the occasion. The President will grace the convocation of Health Science and Ayush University in Naya, Raipur this afternoon. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has highlighted India's cultural philosophy of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, which envisions humanity as one family. He noted that Sanatana Dharma embodies inclusivity, emphasizing that India, home to 1/6 of the global population, values humility, non-violence and respect for elders and teachers. The Vice President delivered these remarks at the Namah Sivaya recitation event during the Sannyasa Suvarna Mahotsava of Sri Bharati Tirtha Swamiji in Bengaluru today. In Jharkhand, the filing of nominations ended yesterday for the first phase of assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till 30th of this month. Assembly election in Jharkhand is being held in 2 phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on 20th of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, All India Radio News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of All India Radio News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs Dr. L. Murugan said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken the Swachhata Abhiyan to every household and common people and they are participating in this campaign with great enthusiasm. Dr. Murugan was addressing the program Vartalap, A Decade of Cleanliness, Special Initiative for Clean Bhopal, organized by the Press Information Bureau in collaboration with Municipal Corporation in Bhopal today as the chief guest. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman has called on the World Bank to promote a 2-day exchange of innovations drawing from the transformative experiences of the Global South in the sectors of digital inclusion and sustainable energy. The Finance Minister made the statement while addressing the Development Committee plenary session on a future ready World Bank group during the annual meetings in 2024 at the World Bank in Washington, D.C. ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath will deliver the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan in New Delhi this afternoon. He will speak on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers. The lecture is organized by Prasar Bharati in memory of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. In Orissa, the rehabilitation and restoration works in the severe cyclone-affected regions of coastal districts are in full swing. The severe cyclone Dana had made landfall in the intervening night of last Thursday and Friday between Bitarkanika National Park and Dhamra in Orissa coast. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.